USA Radio News.
Crews battling the Northern California wildfires this weekend brace for a weekend of windy and hot weather that could drive flames into new areas and threaten more homes. Red flag warnings are in effect today for parts of California, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. A lot of people have evacuated, but not this Northern California resident.
My wife and dogs got packed and they left, but I stayed to do what has to be done. At the worst, I'll just jump in the river and let it burn over.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
I can tell you that investigators are holding a lot close to their chest, and they know quite a bit more than they want to give to the public.
President Trump will be holding a Make America Great Again rally tonight in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Senator Marco Rubio, along with a bipartisan group of five other lawmakers, slammed Google over its reported plans to introduce a censored search engine in China. Regarding China, Rubio says the United States really has to be careful.
There is no greater threat to the United States because China seeks to replace us, and we're still struggling in this country because for the first time since the end of the Cold War, we now have a near-peer adversary, and a near-peer adversary that is looking to overtake us, and frankly, we're helping them, and we're helping them not just by giving them business in our country, but through trade practices that have allowed them to cheat and steal for 18 years.
Nearly a year after a gunman in Las Vegas carried out an attack on a country music festival, police say they have concluded their investigation without being able to determine what motivated the massacre. The 181-page report that was released yesterday does go into some details about the killer and the fact that he lost almost $1.5 million leading up to the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reality TV star Mike Rowe was on Fox News, and he said that he believes there's a widening gap between the so-called elites and everyday Americans. Take a listen as he explains why he believes that is the case.
With regard to the skills gap and regard to really any gap, it's all just symptomatic of a series of what I would call disconnects. We've become slowly and inexorably and profoundly disconnected from a lot of very basic things that when I grew up, I was really connected to, like where my food comes from, where my energy comes from, basic history, basic curiosity, the things that fundamentally allow us to assume a level of appreciation that, in my view, is the best way to bridge those gaps. When we start losing our appreciation for those things, the gap deepens. And I think the gap right now is what's extraordinary. I think there's great common sense that is still alive and well in a lot of people. And I think that as they look at the headlines, they're frustrated. And to be fair, I think people on the coasts are coming at it from their own bias, and they're frustrated. And so a lot of frustrated people are talking really loud past each other, and a lot of truths are inconvenient for a lot of people. And so it just gets noisy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.